所以今天我鼓励我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
That's why I want to encourage you.
当神给你给机会
，When God gave you an opportunity，
当神使用你的时候
，When God use you，
你怎么样？一定不要因为困难你放弃。
Don't give up because of the difficulty.
你看古今中外，一切有成就的人物，或者圣经里边的伟人，都是一个愿意长久的有一个毅力去完成一件事情。
Look at all people in the history. Anybody who are successful always have the will to do things.
我研究了一下，我们今天看到很多天才人物。
I study and see many talented people today.
音乐家
，great musician，
画家
，painter，
歌唱家
，singers，
他们都很有天分。
They all got talents.
但是单单靠天分是不能成功。
But you know, merely talent is not enough.
那天分只是你成功的一半而已。
Talent is the only half of the game.
你还需要长久的对一件事情有浓厚的兴趣。
You must have a very strong interest.
你才能怎么样？不怕拦阻，继续向前。
So that you can persist and keep going.
我就想到圣经有个人物就是挪亚。
When I think of Noah.
你知道挪亚做了什么事吗？
You know what he did?
当时因为世界太败坏，谁要灭绝这个世界？但是呢，唯独拣选拯救挪亚一家人。
At the time, the world is so corrupt. God is going to destroy the world, and what to save the family of Noah?
神说你要造一个大船，做一个方舟。
God tell him to go big.
我要降雨在这个世上。
Because the rain is coming to the world.
圣经没有讲挪亚做了多久。
Bible did not say how long it took him to build it.
你想想看，那个时候
，at that time，
没有电动的工具
，they had no power tool，
没有起重机
，no power equipment，
凭借一家之力如何造一个大船
？How is just merely one family to build a big ark？
我想当时他造船的时候，就是苦着。在锯的时候
，He must have saw everything by hand。
好多人过来说：“哎呀，卢亚，你做什么呢
？”People say, "Ask no, what are you doing?"
我造个大船，做什么呢
？I'm building a big ship。
有会想要下大雨
，Because the rain is coming。
雨呢
？Where is the rain？
不知道
well, ，Who knows？
但是挪亚呢，就不怕别人的风凉话。
Noah was not afraid of
the rain。他专心致志做一件事。
He focused on doing just one thing.
你看到后来方舟就造成
And the ark was accomplished.
不但拯救他也一家
Now it saved his life.
其实也成就上帝的计划
He also accomplished the will of God.
所以鼓励大家很多时候
That's why I encourage you very often.
当我们服侍的时候
As we serve.
当我们传福音的时候
，As you share the gospel，
反都会遇到很多的困难
，You're going to face all kinds of difficulty。
唯有坚持到底的人，你才能够看到那个果效。
Only those who persist will see the fruition。
而且呢，你永远不要在你失败的时候你放弃。
Never give up when you fail。
我的意思说，你成功了以后，你可以放弃。
After you are successful, you can give up.
但是千万不要在你失败的时候你放弃，你知道吗
？But never give up in your failure.
因为很多时候失败和成功只差一步。
Because there's only one step between failure and success.
你坚持了
，persist.
你跨过了
，you cross over.
你就成功了
，and you will be successful.
圣经里边我们看到充满这样的人物。
In Bible, we see so many of these characters.
那第三。
Thirdly,
就是要丢掉外衣。
Throw away your outer clothes.
当巴底买大声呼喊的时候
，As Bartimaeus calling out to Jesus,
耶稣就停下来。
Jesus stopped.
我非常喜欢这一句。
I really love that sentence.
我们就巴不得主要停下来要做什么事情。
We hope we pray that God will stop to do something.
当耶稣吩咐巴底买过来的时候呢，他就丢掉外衣。
When Jesus called him over, Bartimaeus throw away his outer coat.
那什么是外衣呢
？What is the outer coat?
那以色列的百姓他们穿衣服很简单。
They wear very simple outer garments.
一个外衣
那个 outer coat，
然后呢长裤过膝盖，
come all the way down to the knee，
就像一个袍子一样，
just like a gown，
热了这个胳膊就出来，
the arm come out easily。
你常看到这个耶稣的这个照这个图片里边光个一个膀子。
You see many of these in the old pictures or drawings。
那因为地中海气候呢，中午炎热，早晚都很凉爽。
Mediterranean weather is very hot in the afternoon, but the cool at the morning。
太阳落山的时候，一凉的时候呢，把胳膊放进去，一弄就是一个大衣。
By just go put it on and you got your outer coat。
晚上，
and night time,
或是你旅行没有旅店的时候呢，把这个外衣一披，就是个睡袋。
When you are traveling, your outer coat becomes your sleeping bag。
所以外衣比内衣重要。
That's why the outer clothes is very important。
所以圣经说，有人夺你的外衣。
People, Bible says that when people take you off a coat，
你外衣贵吗
？Because that those are more expensive。
把里衣给你给。
Even giving your inner coat。
打你的右脸。
When they strike you on the left side。
甚至右比较重要。
The right side。
我左边让你打。
You turn over and then。
所以当这个巴丁买知道耶稣呼召他的时候，
When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus calling for him，
他就丢掉外衣。
He threw away his outer.
问大家一个问题，他丢掉外衣的时候，他的眼睛是看见了呢，还没有看见
？Let me ask, was he still blind back then when he threw away his outer clothes？
是还瞎的时候。
He was still blind。
你看到没有？他丢外衣，把衣服丢掉，其实呢，就是一个破釜沉舟的一个跟从。
When he threw away his outer clothes, he threw away, he gave up everything else to go.
不是在神已经行事之后，而是神要做事情的时候，他就宣告说，把他该有的丢掉。
Jesus did not do anything for him yet, but he gave up everything first.
请问什么是你外衣
？What is your outer clothes?
今天呢，除了冬天，没有人穿外衣。
Now they would except during winter time, nobody wears.
外衣就是你所拥有的一切。
The outer clothes represent everything that you possess.
你的时间。
Your time.
你的财物。
Your wealth.
你的才华。
Your talent.
你所有的一切。
Everything that you have.
所以神他希望一个人跟从他的时候是全身心跟从。
When God called one someone to follow him, he asked him for all things, everything.
谁不是让你把一切都丢弃？
God did not ask you to abandon everything.
还说你有一个愿意摆上的心。
But you are willing to give up all to follow.
你记得吗？当耶稣呼召一些门徒跟从他的时候。
You remember when Jesus called his disciples?
说来，你来跟从我。
He said, come and follow me.
然后门徒呢就丢下渔船，丢下渔网，来全心的跟从主。
The disciples gave up their ship, their net, and followed him.
所以我想，今天神同样向每一个基督徒发出呼召，说你要来跟从我。
In the same way, Jesus calling out to all of us to follow him.
要让神成为你一生的主宰。
Let God be the Lord of your life.
所以你看到以赛亚书六章一到第八节，就讲到了以赛亚他蒙召的那个过程。
In chapter 6 of Isaiah, we see how Isaiah was called.
当时乌西亚王刚刚驾崩，就是国王死掉了。
At that time, the old king just died.
那个时候，那个乌西亚王是犹大国当中一个非常棒的君主。
That one was a great king of Judah.
他年轻时候他就做王，一共做了50多年，半个多世纪的王。
He reigned for almost 50 years, half a century.
把国家治理的有模有样。
He bring the kingdom into a very prosperous state.
但有一天呢
？And one day,
王死掉。
The king died.
你可以想象到当时的国家是怎么一种心情。
You can understand the mood of the country at that time.
而且以赛亚呢，和乌西亚王的关系不只是一个君臣的关系。
Isaiah have a very close relationship with the king.
他也有亲戚的关系。
They are actually related.
所以乌西亚王是以赛亚的一个靠山。
That's why the king was the anchor stone for the country.
所以神就让以赛亚看到神坐在高高的宝座上。
At that time, Isaiah see God reign sitting high up on the throne.
让他看到天上的敬拜。
He see the worshiping in heaven.
他看到撒拉弗啊，两个翅膀捂脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀分享。
He see the silent angel around God.
这是你看有一个舍己的一个服侍。
Someone who is self-sacrificing worshiping.
所以今天神同样在各种患难的这种情况当中，缺乏的情况当中，神同样要来呼召，你要来跟从他。
In the same way, in many of our trouble and tribulation, God is calling you.
但是，其实呢，蒙召的人多，真正跟上的人少。
Many are called, but few follow.
我那个小孙孙啊，今年刚刚五岁。
I have a grandson who is only 5 years old.
两年前呢
？2 years ago.
他拿我女儿一本书叫 Jesus Calling， 就一本书是给大人看的，但这个封面很好看。
He was playing with a book called Jesus Calling, belong to my daughter.
不管走到什么地方，这个书都夹在这个怀里边。
He always holding that book.
我在什么时候？
啊，在我看 book 在。
对 ，Jesus Calling。
你的 Jesus Calling。
他根本不知道什么是 Calling， 只是他喜欢这个图而已。
He liked the cover.
你知道吧？今天神同样在你生命当中也要来呼召你。
In the same way, Jesus is calling every one of you.
但是我们有很多的拦阻。
But we have so many resistance.
年轻时候神呼召你的时候。
When you are young, when Jesus called.
主啊，我还在读书啊。
I'm still studying law.
那大学毕业了说，主啊，我还要找工作啊。
When you graduate, say, I'm looking for a job.
找了工作之后，神呼召说，哎呀，对不起，我正在交女朋友啊。
When you are working, you say, I'm looking for a girlfriend.
又过了几年，
Several years later,
神的呼召又临到。
When God call again,
哎呀，这我的老大马上就出生了，现在不是时候啊。
Now is not the time, my child is being born.
孩子上小学，上中学。
The child grow elementary school.
上大学。
College.
好像好不容易到了空巢期了。
Finally, empty nest.
主啊，现在还不行，我再过5年。
God give me 5 more years.
再多干5年。
Let me work 5 more years.
我的退休金呢，就够看我以后的生活，我服侍就无忧无虑了。
When I got enough retirement, I'm worry free.
但是还没有等到那个时候。
But before the time's up.
你发现你三高，血压高啊，胆固醇高，这个血什么都高。
You find that everything's high, high blood pressure, high cholesterol.
是你服侍主呢，还是主服侍你
？Now, God going to serve you, going to serve God, or God going to need to serve you?
所以我觉得巴底买他不只是抓住机会
，Bartimaeus not only grab his opportunity，
他不只是推去那些拦阻
，He not only push away all the resistance。
巴底买有一股劲儿
，Bartimaeus has a compulsion。
他抓住主
，He grab hold of Jesus，
他不计后果
，He doesn't regret。
我们好多人以为跟随主的这个路呢，一定是过不下去的。
Many people do follow Jesus is very hard path to take.
其实不一定。
But it's not so.
当你全心跟随主的时候，神会为你来开道路，相信吗
？When you wholeheartedly follow Jesus, He will make a way for you.
我们看旧约的先知，在一个穷困、干旱、无粮、无水的情况下，神都是派乌鸦来喂养。
When the old prophet in the Testament, that when it comes to the end of the road, God sent bird to feed them.
所以他能够丢掉外衣，就表示说呢，他愿意来跟从。
Adam can put away his outer clothes because he's willing to follow.
所以在很多困难的面前
，with so many resistance and difficulty,
你要把你和你的困难。交在神的手里。
Lay all your difficulty in God's hand.
这首诗歌是我们教会建堂当中，我们不断反复唱这首诗歌。
This is a song we sing often as we build our church.
是讲说，无论有多大有多难的事
No matter how big or how great the difficulty,
你要交托在上帝手里。
Leave it all in God's hands.
不论有多大多难的事。
Whether the thing is big or small.
要交托在上帝手里，在下一页。
We must leave it in God's hands.
看哪看哪，耶和华要成就大事。
Behold, God will do great things.
他说有就有，他命里就立。
What he say will come to pass. What he establish will stand.
耶和华为我们成就大事，但他没有难成的事。
Behold, God will do great things for us, for nothing is impossible for Him.
在结束之前呢，我肖牧师要做个小广告。
Before I close, I want to advertise.
大家，我上个月呢，我刚去以色列，有去参加这个以色列一个会议。
Last month, I was in a meeting at Israel.
今年是以色列建国七十周年。
This is 70th anniversary.
是犹太历的5778一个非常重要的一个年份。
It's a very important day for the Jews.
然后在以色列，我也碰到一个非常好的一个导游，他是一个牧师，他懂英文、希伯来文、中文。是在那边，因为在以色列，因为做牧师呢，你不可以申请签证，所以他既是牧师也是导游。
I run into a very knowledgeable and good guy. He is also a pastor.
因为看到很多去以色列的导游呢，都是讲一些不靠谱的一些东西，比如说这是苦路啊，这是耶稣摸过那个墙啊，其实都是瞎扯，都不是真的。
In the back then, a lot of guys just tell you about the place where Jesus suffered.
那么他呢，这个几个路线和一些景点呢，都和圣经息息相关。
He showed us several places or things where are very related to the Bible.
所以我跟他协商之后，我们准备在11月1号。出发，10月10号返回，有在以色列有8整天啊，去除路程的话，8到9天一个路程呢，在以色列有一个观光之旅。
So we plan a trip of about 8 days in November to the Holy Land.
我跟那个牧师两个人同时当导游。
Both of us going to be guides.
如果你们当中有谁愿意去的话，现在还大概有5-6个名额。
We still have four or five vacancies. If anybody is interested.
因为很多人都说以色列不安全，进以色列很安全。那大概的费用就是说就在3000块钱之内。
It costs about $3,000.
它的团费是2065，再加上这个飞机票大概700-800块钱，就是这个价钱。
About $2,000 for the fee and then.
如果你们要有谁要去的话，可以请谁稍微。就是帮忙统计一下，好不好
？Many one of you in the church can take down the name.
因为我来祷告，今天我要去今天晚上去高雄参加一个幸福小组的研习会。
I'm on the way tonight to 高雄 for a small group meeting.
听闻的是一个福音指向非常强的一种小组的模式。
A gospel outreach small group.
如果好的话 ，maybe 可以。向你们来分享。
Maybe after I'm done, I'll come back to you with you.